Sermon: Giving Up Our Will for God's Will. Torre Pellice, Italy, November 7th, 1886. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 8, verse 12. Those who walk in obedience will know what truth is, but the heart that is separated from the truth has no relish for sacred things, because the truth condemns that which it holds dear. Christ says, I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. John 10, verse 14. In order to know the truth, we must be willing to obey. Those whose affections are placed on the world are not willing to give up their plans for the plans of Christ. They walk in darkness, not knowing whither they go. The precious light of truth flashes upon the pathway of every one who seeks for it. But iniquity abounds, and for this reason the love of many waxes cold. Those who would be successful in fighting the battles of the Lord must have on the whole armor. They must hold up before the world the one who is able to save to the uttermost all who come to him. They must put away sin, for this God hates. What is sin? John defines it in these words: Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. 1 John 3, verse 4. Obedience to the law is the standard held up before us. There is no reason why we should be transgressors. We may be Christians in every sense of the word. By constant prayer, we are to bring Christ into our lives. From Him, we are to receive the grace that will enable us to overcome. Only by receiving this grace can we go on from strength to strength and gain a fitness for eternal life. We shall have conflicts and temptations to meet, and we are to meet them in the Spirit of Christ. The Savior says, My grace is sufficient. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. We shall be known by the fruit that appears in our lives. A pure fountain will not send forth an impure stream, neither will a true Christian utter words of abuse or enter into contention with those around him. When we set our hearts on God, we shall have a constant battle to fight, for we have the enemy of all righteousness to contend with. In every conceivable way, he will seek to discourage us and cast us down. The world stands opposed to Christ and his work, but those who are striving to do the will of God have this consolation: they are united with the highest authorities of heaven. Trusting in Christ and advancing step by step, the children of God will gain the victory. If we desire a place in the world to come, we must bring our will into subjection to the will of God. We must follow the light that shines upon our pathway. To go contrary to this light is to walk away from Christ. It should be our highest aim in life to get ready for heaven. Sanctification is not the work of a moment, but of a lifetime. The sinner must repent of his sin and come to Jesus for pardon. The promise is, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1, verse 9. We know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. 1 John 3, verse 5, 6. Many are deceived on this point. Their minds are confused, and they do not know what sin is. But they can know by studying the Word of God. There is a higher standard for us to reach than we have yet reached. We must be cleansed from all unrighteousness. Paul says, I have not ceased to warn you from house to house. Acts 20, verse 31-20. Why did he do this? Because the law was transgressed. He himself, when he saw his true condition, exercised repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Let no one think that while he is living in transgression, he will be allowed to enter the gates of the holy city. Those who, when Christ comes, are in rebellion against God will not be admitted to the courts above. No rebel will enter heaven. Daily we are to be preparing for the kingdom of glory. God's standard is to test our character. If we endure the test, we shall be given a place among the redeemed. We must bring heaven into our hearts, into the daily life. Christ is an all-powerful helper, and those who follow him will not walk in darkness, but will understand the thoughts of heaven. They will understand the voice of the true shepherd and will walk in obedience. We must search the scriptures for ourselves. As we search them as for hidden treasure, the truths that we find will give us strength to stand in the day of God. God holds us responsible for those around us. There are sinners to save, souls to be won. Shall we allow iniquity to separate us from Christ, from the work that he has given us? Let each one of us say, I will not disappoint the Savior. He shall not have died for me in vain. I want to praise him through all eternity. I must have heaven at any cost. Would you see the King in his beauty? Would you stand around the great white throne? Then you must obey God's commandments, because none will enter heaven who refuse to accept the law of Jehovah as the rule of life.